The question was asked, was Daniel a prophet? So I was asked for the short answer and the long answer. So the short answer is no. And the long answer is it depends. The short answer is no, because the Meiri writes in his introduction to Mishle that the books of... What's the difference between the books of Ketuvim and Nevi'im, prophets and writings? The Meiri explains, prophets is what was said in prophecy, and writings is what was said with Ruach HaKodesh, a heavenly inspiration, but not prophecy. So the book of Daniel is in Ketuvim. Secondly, the Talmud in Tractate Megillah tells us, it describes how Daniel is standing with the other prophets, and it says he got very scared and they saw a vision. So the Talmud says they were prophets and he wasn't a prophet. That's why they saw the vision and he didn't. But his soul sensed that something was going on, so that's why he got scared, even though he didn't see what they were seeing. So there it's black on white. The Talmud says he was not a prophet. So that's why the basic answer is no, he was not a prophet. Now you want the advanced answer?
Yes.
Okay. So now the advanced answer. The word nevuah in Hebrew is not the same necessarily as the word navi. We assume they have the same root. Navi is a prophet. Nevuah is prophecy. It's not so simple. The term nevuah is two things. It is both the general, the generic term for a heavenly vision, and it is also a specific term for a heavenly vision called nevuah, prophecy. We have this in Hebrew often. You have words, which I'll give you an example in English. You say Kleenex. Do you mean a tissue or do you mean a Kleenex? You say telephone. Do you mean the brand telephone or do you mean cellular phone? The first cellular phone in Israel was the Pelephone company. So all cellular phones are called Pelephone. But Pelephone is both, has both become the generic name and the specific name. Vacuum cleaner. There was a time they called it the Ford. It's not a Ford, it's a car. Ah, but Ford is a brand of car. So we have things which are Turkish coffee. Is it really Turkish? Or is it, we call all of that type of coffee Turkish coffee, and there are those that are Turkish, right? So we have this in languages where sometimes you take a generic name, even though it's a specific within the generic. We have this in many languages and also in Hebrew. So within the range of prophecy, there's a level called nevuah. So far, so good? Okay, step two. When Rashi explains why he wasn't a prophet, so he says they were prophets and he wasn't a prophet. Rashi says because he wasn't sent to the people with a prophecy. Why did Rashi explain that? Rashi should have just said he didn't see a prophetic vision. He wasn't a prophet. No, it's not what Rashi says. Rashi says he wasn't sent to the people with a prophecy. It sounds like Rashi's telling us that the term Navi is not only one who sees prophetic vision, but rather one who gives over prophetic vision. And if he only saw it but didn't give it over, then he doesn't get the title Navi. And this is in line with Rashi's interpretation of the word Navi, where Rashi does not learn that the word Navi and Nevuah are the same. Nevuah is a prophetic vision. Navi is one who tells over. Rashi says the root of the word Navi is Niv Sfatayim, speech of the lips. So in line with Rashi's reasoning, Daniel doesn't get the title Navi because he was never sent to say over a prophecy. But did Daniel get prophetic vision? Possibly yes. That was not the question at hand. In order to get the title Navi, he had to give over prophecy. Could it be that he witnessed prophecy? Could be. Yes? Okay.